Our guest in the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Excellent. And just always amazed at the things that that Lavelle gets involved in. And you have a course, Cultural Enrichment is the name of the course, but you're taking these young folks on a pretty remarkable trip.
Yes, John Mark. This is the fourth year. We're taking this year 35 students. Over the last 3 years, we've gone from 20 students to 25 to 30, and now we're at 35 students. We'll leave on Sunday, May 31st, and we'll ride all night long to Birmingham, Alabama. John Mark, this came about one of our most distinguished alums here, Frank Turner, who's also one of our distinguished alums. Saw fit to provide a nice gift to the university, and it provides the resources, financial resources, for the students to come, and the students are just in love with the program. Sadly, but true, John Mark, I have probably another 25 or 30 that would like to be in the class, but there's no space.
And you hit all of the major civil rights spots along that trail as you go through the Deep South.
Yes, the students will get a chance to go to the 16th Street Baptist Church, as you know, and your listening audience, is that's where the four young girls were killed. And then we go right across the street to the Civil Rights Institute, and then we go to Kelly Ingram Park, which was the hub of a lot of the marches, organizations taking place there. We get a chance to visit with the mayor of Birmingham. We go to Brown's Chapel. That's where Dr. King rallied the troops. And one of the highlights, John Mark, is the students get a chance to walk across the Edmund Pettit Bridge. From a historical standpoint, as you know, that was Bloody Sunday. Congressman now John Lewis led a march across that. So our students will walk across there. And one of the beautiful things about it, as you know, it was 50 years ago that they desegregated that area. And also we desegregated here at the university 50 years ago as well. And they go to Jimmie Lee Jackson's grave site. He was one of the first ones killed after the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. We go to Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, where Dr. King pastored. And one of the highlights, John Mark, is that they opened the parsonage where Dr. King and his family lived. And everything from 1968 is still in that house. It is very, very moving.
Mm-hmm. So you go to Birmingham, but then you keep on going to Atlanta.
Yeah, not Atlanta. We go to Birmingham, then we go to Selma, and then we go to Montgomery. When Dr. King pastored at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church there in Montgomery, Alabama.
I see. So the tour is primarily in Alabama.
That is correct, yes.
Right, I got you. Frank Turner is an alumnus. What is his occupation? What's his story?
Beautiful thing. All thanks to Daryl Peace, our alumni director. He sat me down next to Frank's wife at one of the alumni meetings. She knew that I teach the multicultural class here. She's a wonderful writer. She wrote a book entitled March With Me. It depicts how the kids were involved in the civil rights movement, how Bull O'Connor's turned the dogs and the water hose on. And then afterwards, Frank and his wife were very generous to the university. They gave a nice gift to say, would students have an interest in this? And it just has built over the years.
Mm-hmm. He lives in Dallas, he and his wife?
He and his wife, they have their home in Birmingham, and they also have a home there in New Mexico. So we'll spend time in Birmingham with them.
I see. Good. This is, I guess, a racially mixed group of students?
Racially mixed group of students. And the beautiful thing about it, John Mark, the first 2 years, we only had undergraduate students. Now we have graduate students who have an interest as well. So we're looking forward to a wonderful time.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. His Cultural Enrichment Counseling class coming up at the end of May into the first part of June, in which the students take a really terrific trip through the many civil rights locales in Alabama. What has been the result of this class as you've conducted it over the past several years?
It's life-changing to speak. When the students go back home and they speak to their parents about being there in Birmingham, the 16th Street, you got to understand now, these parents, John Mark, lived through the latter 50s and the 60s. And for these students to be able to go back and say, I was in the same church where those four young girls were killed. The prosecuting attorney who actually prosecuted the Klansman that was involved in John Mark, he speaks to my students there in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, who was a powerful force there in Birmingham. The foot soldiers Several of those individuals will also speak to the students. So it's a very educational experience. It's not as though students are just going to Birmingham just on a vacation. No, they're going there, they're learning things, and they're coming back writing wonderful narratives. Deanna Hines over in the Writing Center is working with us. We're putting together a documentary on this. Jared Knight from here at KETR will be broadcasting back from Birmingham to the listening audience about what's going on with our students.
Lavelle, thanks for being here once again.
Thank you so much. And I really enjoyed the hot chocolates. Still helping with those allergies.
Even as we get into the summer, some things never change. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.